It was
the film ever finished?
No.
It never was. It was scrap.
No. Well, whatever happened to it, I don't know. But as I say, Frances simply refused to do a lick of work the whole time she was down there, and said in so many words that she had no intention of doing any work when she went there.
My granddad encouraged her to go and do
it. Yes, and I said, well, now, Pop, you know, suppose something happens about this, you know, what's going to happen? Well, he says, you'll have to take care of it. I haven't got any money.
And this was all...
And so that's what we what happened. We took care of it. This was quoting from
Mom, it's out of the quotes now.
All right. There was a partial account of the incident in the files of the American Embassy there, and a full rundown in several English language newspapers. What had actually happened was that Frances had simply come down with a terrible case. That's when she was walking naked around the halls of the hotel.
What was the name of that hotel now?
Maria Cristina.
Where? That was in Mexico City.
Right. Had simply come down with a terrible case of tourist dysentery-like illness, which has been afflicting foreigners since the days of Cortez. She had become so sick that the embassy had been called in. But rather than sending her to a hospital, someone on the ambassador's staff decided, since she was a public figure, filming a questionable movie, the wisest thing to do was to get her out of the country as soon as possible. A detachment of Mexican police, as I told you, came and drove her for several days all the way to the Laredo, Texas border, which is, I corrected myself about that, where she was unceremoniously deposited. She stayed in a small hotel there until she had sufficiently recovered and then cabled her brother for money to get back to Hollywood, which is right in West Hunter.
So the only thing that's missing from that account is the fact that you had gone down there actually to the hotel and tried to get her to fly back with you.
Well, and when what she was going, she didn't have any case of tourists. She was perfectly healthy. She was cockeyed. She was maniac. In a, say, completely disoriented and whatever this is, as I say, took advantage of these people who were trying to help her. Apparently, she had no regard for the assistance that the people were trying to give her.
Were you saying that this was mainly a group theater?
It was members of the former group, you know, that had disbanded by this time.